Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Girl Talk, the Clicky Six improv comedy podcast. Each and every Tuesday, the Clicky Six crew get together and talk about what it's like to have powers from games in real life. And as always, I'm joined by Alex.
Hello.
And J-Lo.
That's me.
And we have a very special guest this evening, the Lexistential herself.
Fuck you. Nah, I'm out.
What? Lexistential?
Hey, do we have to pay royalties on this?
Yeah, that's after 7 seconds. I should probably just unmute it now. Anyway, here's Wonderwall. That's a good bit.
We may have fucked that bit up.
That's fine.
Maddie, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks.
That's good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
That's good. How can people find you? Because they might not know who you are. What's your bit? What's your intro? What do you got?
Why are you here?
But that's a different question.
Oh, okay, never mind. Start with the other thing he said.
I mean, Cam said Bev, so I was like, fuck yeah, Bevs, and now here I am.
All right, answer his question. Who are you and where
can you find? I'm Maddie Lexis. You can find me on Twitch and Twitter as LAEXIS_. And I stream The Sims and Guild Wars 2 and
so good cool games shit. Only, really.
Yeah.
Only good games.
Yeah.
Good games.
Yeah. Quality content.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
And so the way Girl Talk works is all these four or five fancy folks have brought a game mechanic from one specific game title. Everyone's going to discuss what it's like to have these mechanics from these games in real life. And at the end of the show, we're going to decide which power we want to have the most. Probably?
Maybe.
Probably.
Maybe, yeah.
And as always, you can't pick your own because that's just disgusting.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry. Do we leave that one out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, anyway, here's Wonderwall.
I'm still picking
mine. cool. So now we're going to decide who's going to go first. I made Alex go first for the last, like, four episodes in a row.
You want me to go first again?
No, I'm going to go first this time. Is that all right?
No.
Oh, shit. Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah, totally. I can do whatever I want. I'm the host of the show. Just fucking just rolling shit out. I've thought about this a lot, actually, and it's really funny because we came up with the idea for Girl Talk out of, like, an idea. We wanted to do, like, an improv podcast. We wanted to do, like, a comedy thing. We wanted to do something about games. It all came together. But I've had this drunk rant with about a million people over the last 5 years.
Here we go.
I picked Halo 3.
Sure.
As my game for this evening.
Good game. Not great. The best of the series.
But some might say it's pretty good, though.
I probably wouldn't myself. I'm sure J-Lo has opinions about Halo, but... Oh, they make a great shirt. J-Lo has opinions.
Fuck, write that down.
Fuck.
Quick, write that down and mail it to yourself.
Good.
It's almost like you're recording this.
No, we do the microphones and the headphones so they're not give it away because we are totally recording it.
My power or mechanic is, it's actually more of a mechanic. It's the post-game carnage report. So
post-game carnage report.
Yeah. So, but I mean, it's more like the post-game stats.
Sure. So, how many kills?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Hey, Cam, how many kills are you on right now? Do you know? What's your KD? Pretty good, it turns out. No deaths so far.
Yeah, no deaths. Zero deaths.
Yeah.
But I wanted to, whenever I died, I wanted to get a post-stat report of everything that happened in my life.
Yeah.
So, the rule is when everything. We die.
Everything.
That's when we get to see it.
100%. You're like in some sort of like... purgatory, white void. Picture like the Matrix when he gets jacked in for the first time.
Sure.
Not jacked off. And then you sit there and you're in this pure void and you can pull up whatever you want and just find out about everything about your life.
So we're not limited to the stats that are shown in Halo's.
No. Because I mean, that's just kind of like KDs and assists.
So it's your personal stats.
How many assists did you get? Like, what did you...
How weird was that number? Was super high.
Yeah.
You're like, oh God.
Oh God.
So what stats do you want to see?
My first one I always go to was the gross shit. Like, how many times have I taken a dump in my life?
Okay, but...
That's the first one.
Can you...
No, not the first one, but I mean...
Can you split that into, like, consistency?
Totally.
Like your poo chart?
Well, I would actually... Okay, so I would ask...
Firm,
see how, soft, yeah, liquid. See how healthy you've been in your life?
Sure, I'm with you.
Like,
graphs and all sorts of stuff going on.
How many AGBs have I had in my life? Like, I would do it to, like, a scale, because you're in this void, right?
Yeah.
How many pulls... could I fill with my own shit over my entire life?
Oh, okay,
that's not where I thought you were going with that
all
one.
All of these swimming pools.
Olympic swimming pools.
Is this what the afterlife is?
Yeah.
Just examining your stats.
Oh, God. Cam's, like,
Cam's afterlife.
Until you hit play again.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I've had a few drinks. But I'll be honest with you. I've had this thought multiple times.
Yeah.
I've never thought about this much in depth, and I love it even more.
About your shit? Like, no, how much about shit you've done in your life?
About post-game carnage
okay,
reports.
Good. Yeah,
yeah, I would love. I was thinking of GTA. GTA gives you a really big
really
breakdown, like how far you've walked, how many steps you've taken. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the same in The Sims. You can see how many times you've wet yourself. Well, not yourself. I guess The Sim has wet themselves.
I mean, you can see how many times you've wet
meals
yourself.
Meals made, bathroom visits, all that kind of stuff. So maybe that one's more up your alley.
How many times have you jizzed in your life?
I think that's more of a Sims than a Halo.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, hang on. That game came out when we were like 14.
Look,
so...
as long as I can't compare that stat to others.
Oh, you have
to. Oh, you've got to.
You can we compare stats?
To. I want to know averages for the rest of the population.
Oh, yeah.
How many times have you jizzed, but it's been due to masturbation versus not?
Yeah.
Well, I guess to be
just
fair.
Just ratio.
Sauce.
Yeah.
The
raw sauce.
No.
To be fair, the report does have all... people that were in the match. So if it's a list of everyone who was
right. Yeah, you're right.
No,
everyone who was alive at the same time as you.
Just, I guess so.
At least like the people you know, yeah. Maybe you do get to check stats.
I guess so, because I mean, fuck everyone else you're playing the game with, right?
Would it be anonymous?
God, no. I mean, well, you got a game attack.
If you
right?
don't know their name, maybe that's what we'll come up with.
If you want to compare, I don't know how I'd feel about you knowing my stats.
Yeah, that's a bit creepy.
Yeah, it's a little creepy. I'm happy with it if it's anonymous. Or
and
it's
then
anonymized.
It breaks down to source, and then you find out.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
But see, I'd be really curious about just little individual achievements. So, like, what was the longest amount of time it took me to take a pee or something like that?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
What was the longest solid stream I ever had?
I'd take you on. Totally take you on. I'd love to see
I don't care what the total volume was over the period of my lifespan.
No. Yeah.
But that one single moment.
How far could you get into Wonderwall? Peeing.
Anyway.
He's had that going the whole time waiting for it.
It's on loop back here. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
What would you look up, Maddie, more than anything? Like, what would okay, so you just died.
Okay.
You got your entire life that you've just been through.
Rip Maddie.
Blessed.
What is like the first thing you go to look up?
Shit.
Yeah,
shit, exactly.
Well, actually, probably, I think that my first instinct was like, how many solid shits have I done in my life? And it's probably less than 50%.
Sure, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Have less coffee in your diet.
Wow. I think it's the lactose intolerance, but I've got chocolate sitting in front of me thing that's going wrong.
So. I'm in the exact same boat.
Yeah.
I feel you. No, I would just start scrolling down the list until I saw something that it was interesting enough and I just start digging.
Sure. Yeah. And just you go deep, really deep into it, right?
Hard on how many hours I spent scrolling down Facebook in my bed, in my pajamas.
Yeah. Oh, God.
No, I don't want to see that stat specifically.
That's the problem. Like, you could probably see some really shameful shit in there.
Oh, yeah.
Some really, like...
How many times I've picked my nose and wiped it in a public place?
Yep.
Like...
How many times did I fart?
Fucking infinite.
Yeah. That number's off the chart.
How many people have smelled my farts? How many people do I know? How many people do I not know have smelled my farts?
Yeah.
Oh, the possibilities are endless. It's like the number of people that liked me, like had a crush on me and I didn't know.
Oh.
That's fucked up.
And then it's zero and you're like.
And then you're Alex and it's just like, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. That checks out.
That's par for the course.
How many missed opportunities did I have?
Oh, man.
Fuck.
How many
so high already?
Yeah, how many did I let get away?
I think I'd actually want to find out what my IQ was.
Sure.
No, I know I'm an idiot. I don't need to see it.
But everyone thinks they're an idiot. But this is the one opportunity to actually find out if you were.
I don't think IQ is actually a very anyway. I have issues with the IQ score.
Sure. That's understandable. But it'd be nice to if there was a stat that you could compare. Just to find out, like, was I an idiot this whole time and everyone was nice to me?
I think
everyone has that thought.
Yeah, global average would be fun to compare against.
Totally.
Yeah.
How many times did we live stream? How many times did how many times does this show get downloaded? Totally. How many
kills across all games I've played have I actually got?
Yeah.
And do I have a positive KD at the end of it all?
Yep.
That's all I want to know.
How much money
actually
did you make in your entire life?
How much did you waste on junk food?
Oh yeah. How much money have you spent on video games in your whole life?
That money's not wasted. Junk food or games.
How much
time
have I spent on the toilet?
Yep.
Like shitting, piss, anything, just anything. How much time have I spent on the toilet?
And how much money you earned doing it?
Yeah, actually. Yeah. Don't shit in your house. Shit on company time.
That's it.
I mean, the other problem is you got to wait till you're dead. But I feel like if I knew I would get this when I die, I would be stoked.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to die.
100%.
What if you were at something stupid like, and this is just a ballpark figure, 68 sexual partners, and you died, and you saw that on that piece of paper, would you not be mad?
Like, oh, it was so close to being nice.
No!
Yeah. It was so close.
Wait, mad that it's really high or really low? I can't tell how
mad
sad I am.
Mad that you were so close to 69. 69
yeah, let me go back. Or like 419 times you got high.
I think I would just get mad and be like, God damn it.
I'm sure there's a stat that you've got that'll end in 69 at the end of your life.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
Good. Saying the word 69, I've definitely said that more than 69 times.
I would really, definitely. I think it'd be really funny like if you kind of got into that purgatory and then it just went through like the gung, like the upgrade tree sort of things.
Sure.
Like the experience points kept going up and it's just like, how many swimming pools full of shit have you
Hey,
taken?
You were a fucking
ding, 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 ding.
White.
You're prestige!
You're a white middle class man. You had a pretty good run this time. Great job. How
Try
much
again.
Privilege did you experience?
Yeah, do you want to compare it to your past lives?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Where you died at 2 months old.
Yeah.
From shitting your body weight at one.
Last game you were aborted, so it doesn't matter.
All right.
Write that one off.
I feel that's a different ability.
You get to compare.
Oh, good. That's a good one.
I like it. I think it's fucking awesome. But, the shame... You get the shame. Don't worry. Mm. You got to go through that down spiral. You definitely have to die to get this ability. But at the same time, like, I don't know. That's my best kind of heaven.
Yeah. It's your ideal.
You get that. You get the it's data.
The most silver lining.
If I could see the data and then relive the data, that'd be nice.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, like a replay mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see theater. That giant piss that I took.
Oh yeah.
My God.
Because, you know, when you get achievements, it takes a screenshot, right?
I feel like it's a different thing. I feel like this is segueing into a different thing. But like, I would love a replay.
Sexual session and longest.
Yeah.
And one's just like,
Hang on, how does
must
it go?
Must have been in my sleep. I don't remember that one.
Yeah. How many wet dreams have you had?
Yeah.
God. Boy.
So I think we got to move on. We'll be here forever.
I know. It's so good.
It is a very good topic.
All right.
You've done it.
All right. Jayla, did you bring a game?
I did bring a game. Right, and I can't compare. Yours is great. But I've brought Pac-Man to the table.
Well,
don't say which Pac-Man. I'm just going to say Pac-Man.
Hey, you know what? Pac-Man is a video game.
The Pac-Man. The
Pac-Man.
Now, you called it the Power Pellet?
Yeah, the Power Pellet.
What if you had the ability to consume a Power Pellet and eat consume your enemies?
I have questions.
Go ahead. You always have questions.
I'm going to eat this power pellet.
Yes.
It's like a pill? It's like a mint?
For simplicity's sake, yeah, it's just a pill.
Okay.
So let's just say it's not an easy pill to swallow. It's a big pill, but you... Yeah.
So it's a suppository.
That is having a rain right now.
Take a pill.
But like, how do I eat someone that I hate?
So it's just like Pac-Man. You sort of like, as soon as you touch them, they disappear. But they don't die. They do go home, like the ghosts in the Pac-Man.
Okay.
They just go home.
Yeah, you're right. They just go home.
Your dog didn't get run over by a car. It just went home.
Don't eat your enemies while they're at home. It's not going to work. But they don't actually die. So they go home.
It's actually fairly benign because, let's say for example, I eat my boss.
He's going home.
A couple hours later, he's back at work. You're like, what the fuck,
dude?
So
you eat him again.
Depends how bad traffic is. Like, the
he's so pissed.
Well, I was just thinking, it's like, what if I made an enemy out of you guys just quickly?
Yeah.
And you're like, shit, I really got to get home. The fastest way is if you eat me.
J-Lo, fuck you. God, you're a piece of shit. Just.
That's it.
Yeah.
Eat the pellet, then.
Chomp.
You're going home.
But I feel like if they're your enemy, you wouldn't want to help them out.
And Cam's already home.
Yeah, true.
Yes, so I wouldn't eat Cam right now, but
I mean, like, you could just eat a power pellet.
Yep.
eat someone, like your boss.
Yep.
And just go, and you fly all the way home. And then like 5 minutes later, you get a message on Slack saying working from home today. And you'd be like, all right, great. Like,
he made it safely.
I mean, he's going to make it home, right?
He's going to make it home.
He's just like floating in some sort of ether.
Look, the journey home, it's a good time, I think. I don't know.
Okay, but like the eating. Way to commit. Is it like unhinging your jaw and swallowing whole? Or are you like...
That's a great question.
This is the question I had.
I mean, what does Pac-Man do? Does he unhinge his jaw?
He's a giant jaw.
He's nothing but jaw.
Yeah.
Just like
100% jaw.
I'm pretty sure he's you know how like you can get those like a pelican or like, you know, like an emu and you can just like force feed it just down the gullet. Like it just unhinges its...
Like a snake
unhinges its jaw.
So the thing in Pac-Man is you don't actually see the ghost go into his body. Just the eyes appear.
So is it eating or absorbing?
I don't actually know. What does Pac-Man do?
It's a good point. The first chomp he gets on the ghost is then a pair of eyes instead.
Waka waka.
Waka waka.
You gotta assume he eats the ghost.
He eats the fucking ghost.
As soon as he like takes a chomp out of the ghost, no matter how small, that's it.
Yeah. I think you just gotta take a bite.
Into someone. But that's then, it. They're okay. done.
It's a bite.
It's a bite.
Because when you consume the power pellet as well, your enemies go blue and start moving away from you.
Yeah.
So you can tell who your enemies are by swallowing the pellet.
So do you have to take an actual chunk out of something?
I think as soon as you bite down on someone, you don't eat them every time
they go home. You're just like,
you don't swallow anything.
Yeah, as soon as you clamp onto them, they disappear. They turn into eyes and they go home.
Pac-Man doesn't swallow.
Miss Mrs. Pac-Man.
Shit.
Doesn't either.
I mean, she's got the same power. I think it'd be useful.
I don't have that many enemies, dude. Yeah. At least ones that I want to eat.
Not that you're aware of. Either.
Yeah, you're not aware of them. But if you ate the pellet, whatever.
And then everyone just hates you and you just eat them.
Yeah, you'll be able to see your enemies for a brief period of time.
Sure. As they run away from me.
Yes.
Slightly slower than
they turn blue and they run away.
Yeah, wow. I'm tripping. Yeah.
It'd be really funny if you had a power pellet and someone on the other side of the world / country was just like, the fuck? Yeah. Why am I all blue? Help.
Yeah, yeah.
Just some guy that left an angry message in a forum to you.
Fucking
hate that guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just want to get like really, really pissed off at a streamer one time and then just take a pill and watch him just like, like on stream every time they're doing it.
Yeah.
30-second delay on Twitch. You'd be like.
That'd be pretty entertaining, actually.
Yeah.
Or like a TV show, live TV. Sure.
Yeah, see, I don't know where this is useful. Because, I mean, where do you have a lot of enemies or anyway? If you're a cop, I guess, you'd be like, you know, someone's got you in gunpoint type shit. You're going into, like, a hold-up situation. You just, like, take a power pellet and all the guys go, ah!
You might not admit it, but everyone's got enemies.
Sure.
And you may not be aware of them.
So, whether you know them or not, yeah.
Jayla, are you trying to threaten me right now?
Yeah, shit.
I'm just going to pull out this pellet.
Oh, jeez.
No, you didn't.
That was very sensual. You guys can't see this, but it was very sensual.
Oh, they can see it. Maybe they will one day. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I think right.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's fine. I don't know. Personally, I don't have that many enemies. At least I like to think so.
When you die, you'll find out.
It's true.
There's always time to make more enemies, though.
That's true.
Don't forget.
That's true.
Yeah.
Look, just become Trump. Everyone fucking hates you.
Yeah.
You can now eat everyone.
Sure.
Send them
You're
home.
Invincible.
You become invincible
by pissing everyone off.
You're Trump. Everyone hates you. So you send them all home, which is exactly what he wants to do.
Oh, wow.
Where's home, Alex?
I don't know. It depends where you're from.
Oh, shit. I'm from Australia. Thank you.
Well, then you're good. Trump probably doesn't hate you. But you can still hate him.
Wouldn't it be really good to like, because I mean, the noise that comes out is quite entertaining. So imagine if you were the most hated man ever and you had a huge rally of people against you and you took this pill and you just watched like 10,000 people in a street and go, blah, 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 just like run down the street and shit themselves.
Maybe Milo Yiannopoulos took it.
Oh, who's the guy that did net neutrality? Ajit, what's his name?
Oh, Ajit. Oh, fuck,
that guy's last name. Yeah.
Ajit Pai?
Yeah.
You win wars easily.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay.
You would just become...
Well, hang on. How are they really your enemies if they've only been commanded to hate you and kill you and they don't actually have a particular grudge against you, that they're just doing their job.
We get to politics again.
Yeah. We're going into the morality of war. Like,
yeah.
Sorry.
Does a power pellet like hurt?
No.
Does it like make me trip balls?
It makes you hungry.
Well, the flesh of your enemies.
Yeah, from the flesh of your enemies.
Is Pac-Man a zombie?
I don't know what he is.
Shit. He's eating ghosts.
There's a really good art that I've seen somewhere on the internet. Can't remember what the artist was, but it was a spaceman tripping walls.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what the ghosts were.
All of his, like, old comrades.
Dead teammates.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Now. Inky, Blinky, Pinky, and Clyde.
Clyde.
Hey, Clyde. How you doing?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah. Speaking of Clyde, Maddie.
What the fuck? Wouldn't that be Pinky somehow? I don't know.
You brought a video game this fine evening.
I did, eventually.
Your very first girl.
Yes.
How you doing?
Yeah, I mean,
Preps? Ready?
Yeah.
All good?
Close enough?
Lay it on me.
Skyrim. That's my game.
Never heard of it.
That's it. No. Done.
Is it it's new? Like on one console, right?
The ability to play a game on anything. Texas Instrument, no.
Yeah. Just get ported to everything. Yeah. That's the ability.
Shit. Like,
you're now everywhere.
For Nokia 3315.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
No. The ability that I brought was to pick up any piece of clothing.
Oh, okay.
And when you put it on, it fits.
All right.
Like cool. A glove? It's a comfy fit, right?
Yeah, gloves fit.
Yeah, it's just, it's there. You can do shit in it. It's not biting you in weird spots. I don't know, clothes don't really bite, but like pinching.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be great. We'd save so many resources on clothing. You just invent the tiniest little shirt and you're like, I'm going to wear that. And then all of a sudden, poof.
I feel like it has to be practical. I'm not sure the clothes you pick up in Skyrim are that tiny, are they?
I mean, no, it's just like robes and shit.
I can equip this shirt even though it's tiny and it fits.
Yeah.
All right, great, I'm in.
As someone who can't really fit into clothes that I just pull off the rack, I'm just like,
definitely moose knuckled over my shorts on the way to the shop.
Just,
God
did.
Damn it.
That was tough.
That's not ideal.
That's a saying you hear very often.
I mean,
I don't know how many moose knuckles you're hanging out with, Jayla.
You know what a camel toe is, right?
No more camel toes. No more moose knuckles.
It's just a bit media, isn't it?
Okay, so wait, hang on a second. I got something for you.
Mm.
What about, because sometimes, and I'm not a lady, so I don't wear the-
A lady type.
Fine.
The lady type.
Yeah.
Sometimes you want to wear something that's a little bit tighter that, you know, shows off the bosoms.
I mean, good on you. We're not slut shaming here.
Well, I'm not slut shaming either, but like if all my clothes fit, can I like, how do I go down a size to like kind of- Push everything out a bit more.
Well, would you not assume that it's just it fits the way that you want it to fit?
Is that is that how it works in Skyrim?
I don't know. I don't think so.
It just, it just fits, is. Though.
It just fits.
Yeah.
So it fits comfortably or sexy?
I think
or
I mean, okay. If,
lazy?
If
sloppy?
We're doing Elder Scrolls, because I haven't really played.
Change your game.
No, okay. I haven't played Skyrim with mods, but I played.
Okay.
It's the dark one before it. What the fuck was that?
Morrowind. Oh, Oblivion.
No.
Sorry.
Oblivion.
The
played,
bad one.
I played Oblivion with mods.
Fight me.
And so I downloaded a lot of custom
bodies and clothes.
Maddie's just touching herself.
I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of rubbing going on over there.
I liked having my character's tits out. It was great.
That's fair.
But yeah, if you were just walking around, you just. Pick it up and then you get dressed and then bam!
Do I have to buy the clothes?
Titties! No, you just pick them up.
Just pick them up.
Yeah. So you can steal clothes now. Clothes are all free.
Yeah. Oh my God.
What if I picked up a skirt?
It'll fit.
It'll fit.
Yeah, it'll just fit.
Fucking fit around my hips.
Yeah.
And it'll look good.
Fucking awesome. Yeah.
You gotta do something about your legs, but there might be some bulges and in weird places.
I think the thing is, though, it just kind of like equips as. Bottoms, so your legs would be quite feminine.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Fuck yeah,
I think that's what happens.
Huh. Sweet.
You're saying I would lose my leg hair by equipping a skirt?
Yep. I'm back in. Oh, that sounds amazing.
Because that would be actually very useful.
Yeah, actually.
You then put pants over the top if you wanted to wear pants, like shorts and stuff.
Okay.
I don't know. But anyway, everything would fit, so it wouldn't fucking matter. You could just wear whatever you want.
So I could put on a bikini and I'd lose all my chest hair.
And you probably have boobs.
Oh, I'd gain the boobs as well. Well, that changes everything.
It depends
everything.
On like
that
the mesh, a lot. You know? It depends game. Whether they're like the mesh has breasts.
I mean, everyone. Here's the thing, Maddie. Everyone has breasts.
Physical gestures over there.
It just depends on the size.
Big old titties.
I think Maddie took a power pellet before this.
Different kind of pellet.
Maddie had several ciders.
Good. So, yeah, no, I'm fucking in. I'm totally. I can't think of an article of clothing that I really wanted to like wear that I couldn't pull off because I've obviously ignored it. Because I know shit I can't pull off and I'm just not going to wear it.
Yeah.
But like, what's that one thing that I'm like, fuck, I really wish I could pull that off?
Fishnet stockings.
Fuck, yes.
I'm more like, I wish I had a bra that fit.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
A pair of undies where you don't have to pick it
out. Where you're walking and it just stays like hugging the cheeks and never creeps
okay.
up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hit a soft topic there. Everyone wants soft a comfy pair of undies.
Yeah. We're not I've sponsored got, I'm, yet. Yeah,
I'm gonna, yeah there's a sponsorship we should talk about, J-Lo, but we're not there yet. Shit.
Wow.
It's a future plug. Yeah.
Yeah, no. That's what I'm
okay,
all
so,
for it.
Okay, so what about hats and my giant head?
It'll fit your giant head.
Giant hats that would fit. God.
You can wear hats again.
But it's also accessories. So like if you have headphones that like dig into your face, like these ones are doing right now, I'm not going to say the brand because I don't know.
I mean, they're, well.
Good brand.
Yeah.
Good, they're a good brand.
The best brand.
They're digging in. They wouldn't dig in. They just fit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a item of clothing that I've never worn before.
Cock ring.
Is that clothing?
Is it an accessory or clothing?
Apparel or an accessory?
I mean, all the rings you pick up in Skyrim, they fit instantly.
I guess accessories are there
too.
Chubby
fingers
or not. Fingers or not. Like, yeah, you're all good.
They all fit.
You got your pendants as well.
Yeah. You know, if you start working out and you still got your ring on, the ring would just change to the
new just fit.
Fat finger.
I guess that also goes back to like whether it's the mesh or whether it's the body shape.
Yeah,
I guess
sure.
It depends on the article.
Yeah, depends what you're actually wearing.
Totally.
I think it was a comfy fit is what we were aiming for.
Yeah.
Comfy
fit. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, you want to be comfy.
I mean, go back to what you said about being revealing. I feel like you now get comfort and revealing in one, which
that's
is like
dream.
Yeah,
that's
the dream. That's
well,
the
you
goal.
Never hear characters bitching about their shoes hurting them.
Yeah.
So like you could wear
what
stilettos and run up mountains.
Like Bayonetta that shit.
Yeah.
The most stilettos.
Yeah. And you're going up riding horses and nothing's chafing.
Not fucking around, boobs jiggling and
slapping you in the face
and
going,
it
but
matter.
It's comfortable.
Doesn't matter. Matter. You're comfortable. Yeah.
Okay, so here's a question for everyone.
Oh, God.
When you get this power,
mm.
if you had to choose the, I guess, the style of fit, and that is the only style you would get going forward, would you choose comfy, sexy,
relaxed.
Slutty?
Wait, okay, so are the clothes still comfortable? Like, if you're wearing slutty clothes.
Well, the clothes fit.
They fit, so they're comfortable.
I've never looked sexy, so I don't know how that
you
feels.
You always look sexy. Don't look at me like that.
Wow.
Trying to, like, boost your friend's confidence, and you're like this.
I've known J-Lo a long time.
Yeah, no.
He's never looked sexy in 15 years. I love you, J-Lo.
Shit.
But
anyway, here's Wonderwall.
Yeah.
All right, I think we got time for one more power.
That's such a good bit.
I'm going to do this every time now.
Wonderwall is now the theme song of Girl Talk.
We can't afford it. Stop it. We can't afford this.
We actually can't.
It's fine.
That's fine.
Oh, it's fine.
Fair use.
It's got 112 million views.
Alex, is that all? Hello.
You brought a video game.
I brought so many girls. You don't even know.
All right, now I'm curious.
Now talk about that.
Let's talk about Japan. Maybe you've heard of it.
A Japanese video game.
Yeah,
a
Japanese video game.
They're very good video game makers.
Have you heard of Galgun?
I have.
You have, Maddie?
No,
J-Lo?
No.
I believe there are two of them.
Galgun, yeah. Oh. Galgun Double Peace. I'm just going to... I mean, the premise is the same. The power is the same in both ones. So let's just say Galgun.
Cool.
Sure.
In that game...
What's Galgun?
You're a school boy.
Uh-huh.
And okay. On Valentine's Day... You are shot by Cupid to make women fall in love with you, but you're shot too much by Cupid to make women fall in love with you. So all the girls love you.
Girls or women? And how old is this schoolboy?
It's all girls.
All girls.
All girls.
All girls.
All.
And women.
And women.
How old is this schoolboy?
School aged.
Preteen.
It doesn't really matter.
It's creepy either way.
It's creepy either way. It doesn't matter how old you are.
Thanks, Japan.
Yeah, thanks.
Japan's finest.
So, yes, yeah. All girls, women, whatever, are attracted to you.
The answer is yes.
And the only way you can stop them from rushing you ravenously is by shooting them with your love gun, which is not a penis. It's a specific gun that...
Yes, the back of the case says it's not a penis.
It's not a penis. Cupid gives you a gun to shoot love at the people to give them... Yep. What does it give them? Climax?
It gives them
something.
Yeah.
It gives them release.
Release.
It gives them release. That's right. So you have to shoot people to get them away from you.
Japan. Because in that game, if you fail release to give them ass. Your gal gun, then they give you a letter and you take damage.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait, hang on a second. What? Sorry, I tripped out for a second. They give you a letter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how you take damage.
Like a Valentine's love letter?
Yeah.
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 So he doesn't believe in love, but he's just like shooting all these women with his not a penis love gun.
Yeah.
What was the actual power?
I mean, that's it. That's the premise in that game. All the women love you.
Is it all the women love you and I have to fight them off?
Yeah.
All the time? Or just on Valentine's Day?
You know what? To make it slightly bearable, let's just say on Valentine's
Day. Just Valentine's Day. All right.
Not terminal, huh?
Not terminal. Just one day a year.
Would I stay in town and put up with the consequences, or would I leave?
Just go bush.
Leave town and just run
away.
A
different kind of bush. Sorry.
Yeah. They'll find you. They're after you.
Preteens.
No.
Well, I mean, in my life, I'm not around that many preteens. I am
bullshit.
Right next to...
He's not allowed
primary school and a kindergarten.
It's getting worse.
Moving house.
It's getting so much worse.
Do you panic every time you whip your penis out?
Oh, no. What?
Anyway.
Here's Wonderwall.
That's so funny, guys.
You're laughing.
All right.
Shit.
Look, it's a very interesting power.
It's a very specific power. I'm not sure it has that many legs.
What if there is a lady approaching me and I don't want to fight her off?
Are you into
it?
So
I'm going to take the damage.
Okay, that's fine.
Does the damage hurt?
Only emotionally.
Wow. Is that like some sort of...
Because I know at the end of the day, it's
at the end of the day,
real.
She's not going to care anymore.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's over.
Yeah.
So say I'm in a long-term relationship, let's say.
Let's say, for example.
For example.
On a wild whim.
Yeah, totally. And then Valentine's Day comes around.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend is coming to attack me.
Yeah.
And...
You're fucked.
What do? Do I just lock her?
He's fucked.
Yeah, you are fucked. Nice.
Do I just lock her in a room and then fucking go to the bush for a day?
I believe they give you a letter and then they walk away.
Yeah.
Which causes me emotional damage.
Mm. Yeah.
What happens if I take too much emotional damage?
You fail your objective.
You start again.
Start again.
Start Valentine's Day again.
Start Valentine's Day again.
This is just confirming to me that boys don't have feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do.
I'm crying.
So. Yeah, you are.
Different thing.
With laughter.
I originally approached this power as maybe I need to get away and hide.
Yeah.
So I don't have to put up all the bullshit. But if I actually went to, say... the hottest supermodel at the time.
Sure.
I know she's going to want me. She can come for me. And that would be fun.
Jesus.
Not him. I just want to go back to what you said before about locking your girlfriend in a room. You wouldn't just like suffer yourself and lock yourself in a room.
No, I figured it out. What I'd do-
Lock the women away.
Is we'd both lock- I'd lock her in a room with me and I'd just shoot her all fucking day.
Oh, with your love gun.
Jesus.
With my love.
I don't
not a penis.
Hear this.
Yeah, this is upsetting. I've made a mistake.
Because in that way.
Yeah. Okay, so what if I
She's
had that
climax.
Power? What if me,
yeah,
a woman,
yeah,
had this power?
Does she get ladies or boys?
I mean, I haven't really thought about that much. What do you prefer?
Either.
Exactly.
Then you get both.
You get everything.
Okay, so if I was a straight woman.
If you're a straight woman? I look.
a consenting adult.
Yeah, a consenting adult. I think you'd have to go with whatever your preference is.
I think, yeah.
So if you're a hetero woman, you get rushed by dudes, which is all
Does
kinds
that mean
of terrifying.
Just everyone in the world would be running at me.
That's yeah. It. Yeah, actually, same, because that's a fucking disaster.
Yeah. I don't like this one.
This sounds really.
I'm on a run of bangers here, you guys.
It's a little rapey.
It's a little rapey.
It's a little rapey, but I'm not sure.
Nothing
who.
Happens. They just give you a letter.
It's implied.
Yeah, but it's kind of like, fuck you, you didn't sleep with me.
Now I'm just locking me and my girlfriend in a room and shooting her all day.
Actually, it's probably the worst blue balls you can think of, because it's all about the chase. And then they get to you and they're like, oh, here's a letter.
Well, here's a letter.
And you're
story
like,
of my life.
No, come back. Want me.
Well, this is the part of the show where we have to decide which gay power you would actually want in real life.
We examine our life choices and decide that it was a mistake.
And as always, you can't pick your own.
Yeah.
I'm picking my own anyways.
No, well, I mean, you can't. That's welcome
that's
to the show.
Just disgusting.
That's gross.
Look, we had Halo 3 with a post-game carnage report or just general post-game stats of your life. Pac-Man with a power pellet that allows you to eat your enemies. Confusingly. Skyrim, everything fits. And Galgun, all women are horny for you or men if you are of that.
Your sexual preference is horny for you.
Yeah. Your sexual preference is horny for you, indeed. Regardless
take
of-
that, asexuals.
Wait. No, we have to go back.
That's the out. That's the out. Shit. Wow.
Well, so does that mean that everyone ignores you?
I don't know.
No, that just means a normal day. It's just a Tuesday.
Just like Valentine's Day.
Just like Valentine's Day.
For most sane people.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay, shit.
Wow.
Well, Alex.
Hello.
Since you had-
Skyrim, everything fits.
Great. It sounds good. Let's do it.
I mean, stats is not far behind it.
Yeah, why would you pick Skyrim then?
Everything fits?
Yeah.
Because I have a weird body shape.
Yeah.
It's not good. I hate the way most of my clothes fit already, and I would just like to get around that. I just want to be lazy about it.
Yeah, fair.
Fuck it.
Maddie? You can't pick.
You cannot pick your own.
That's only because yours was like a close second. I would go for the post game stats.
Yep.
I would like to look
that's the
at the swimming pools of shit of my life.
When you put it like that, it's not that appetizing.
I mean, it's a pretty good title, though.
Yeah.
Swimming pools of shit, the Maddie Marie story.
Jayla, what do you got?
Good.
Well, I was going to pick the Doki Doki powers of Galgun.
Wow.
But I do have a very lovely girlfriend, so I'm going to go for the post-carnage report.
Ah, oh, cute.
Because I feel like I get in trouble.
Sure.
I can't control it. They just love me. Oh, God.
Having to put up with her going crazy on Valentine's. Actually, that's not a bad idea.
It's not your fault. It's Cupid did it.
That would be nice, actually.
It's just Valentine's Day.
I want Galgun powers. No, I want Galgun powers.
Yes, yeah. Someone finally picked mine.
I'm going to go with everything fits.
Doki Doki.
Yeah.
Because either I go Galgun powers and then just have like a shitty one day year, or I can go Skyrim and then everything fits all the time.
Sure.
All about it.
Yeah, good.
All about it.
Thanks, guys.
So, Maddie, you won.
Yeah.
Evening. Hey, congrats.
Ooh, and that's nice. Not just because you're a guest. You actually somehow, for all the deliberation before the show.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Surprisingly difficult.
For all the hard,
isn't it?
Right?
Yeah.
Wear what you want. You don't need that power.
You don't need the power. What?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Just fucking anything.
That's it.
You just buy everything online. You're just like, I don't even know if it's going to fit.
Just ship it.
No.
But if everything fits, though.
Oh, yeah, no. If everything
just ship
fits,
it.
Yeah.
Ship it.
Just ship it.
In an envelope.
Just send it me.
It doesn't need to be full-size clothes.
Barbie clothes.
Oh, God.
You know how many Barbie clothes I have? Yeah. I could just wear that.
You could dress like Barbie.
I mean,
no one wants
I do
that.
Already.
Or Ken.
I mean, true.
Or both.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, that's going to do it today. And that's going to do it for today, folks.
Wow.
Thank you all very much for joining us.
Take that one again.
Girl Talk. Be sure to tune in to see this every Tuesday night on twitch.tv/click6. And if you're watching this live, which you're probably not, because we're not recording this live.
Yeah.
Cameron, you fucking idiot.
Well done.
Notify the script.
Don't forget to subscribe to Girl Talk on your favorite podcast platform. We're absolutely everywhere. And every interaction helps us make more cool content just like this. Thank you very much for joining us, Maddie.
No worries.
I hope you had a good time.
Well, thanks, Cam.
No worries. Where can people find you, Maddie?
twitch.tv/Lexus with an underscore at the end. Same with Twitter.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Busy.
LexusVentral.com.
Well, you can follow all of us and the crew at clicky6.com/crew. All of our Twitters are on there. We're all good to go. And thank you for joining me, Alex.
Thank you.
Angela.
Thank you.
My name's Cam, and we'll see you all next week for another episode of Girl Talk.
And here's Wonderwall.
And all the rewinding.
Yes.
Oh, such a good fade out.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.